Drac 11, What's On? The Bard gets rebooted, reimagined and reduced. A new touring version of the West End classic, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, abridged, will be visiting Exeter's Northcote Theatre later this week. The reduced Shakespeare company will be performing this classic comic masterpiece at the venue with two performances on May the 12th and the 13th. With this fast, furious and gloriously observed sprint through all of the Bard's tragedies, comedies and histories, audience can expect Hamlet performed backwards, Titus Andronicus as a YouTube cooking tutorial, and all of the history plays turned into a chaotic football match where the Karen is kicked from king to king. Throw in lightning-fast costume changes, sword fights, outrageous improvisation, and the result is a wildly inventive and hilarious celebration of Shakespeare. The production is a new partnership between the Theatre Shipping Norton and Cellar Ward Worldwide, an established commercial producer with an excellent track record in high-end entertainment. Together, these two organisations are working closely with the founder members of the Reduced Shakespeare Company and the original writers to bring a new, refreshed version of this comedy classic to contemporary audiences. So tickets for the 7:30 shows can be booked online, but you can also phone Exeter Northcote Theatre on 01392 726 363. Also, Dartmoor-rooted band Susanna and the Noise will premiere the Lost Tapes of Dartmoor next Friday, May the 15th, with a one-off live event at the Drew Arms in Drewstainton. The evening marks the culmination of an unusual collaborative collection. Susanna and the Noise have been granted access to the archive of the Dartmoor Trust, surfacing recordings of voices from across the 20th century, witnesses to a Dartmoor that is vanishing from living memory. Those found sounds featuring field recordings, oral histories, are the grain of lives lived in and around the moor that have been woven directly into the band's characteristically intense guitar music for the show. Every song will be performed to an accompanying landscape, with the imagery of Dartmoor, landscape, light, weather, stone threaded through the performance. Dartmoor isn't just the backdrop, said Dan Pritchard, guitarist with Susanna and the Noise. These are stories the moor has been holding on to. The evening is also a fundraiser for Exeter Epilepsy Social, a support group for people living with or affected by epilepsy. The show is being organised by Neuronistics, a University of Exeter startup whose work with on-epilepsy diagnosis is shaping clinical care nationally. Comedian and award-winning YouTube cult figure, Radio 4 favourite and recently baby reindeer actor Mark Watson heads to pavilions in Tynmouth later this month with his show Before It Overtakes Us. A recent encounter with a stranger caused Mark to spend some time pondering the uncertain future facing humanity. He explores this along with equally pressing matters like the worst word he's ever said in public, and the current state of the UK sausage industry, and more, in a frantic and fun-packed new show. Tickets for the 7:30 show on May the 22nd can be booked at www.pavilionstynmouth.org.uk. And finally, in Ashburton, versatile and skilled vocalist Emily Windham will be performing at Ashburton Arts Centre on May the 15th with her acclaimed quartet. After training at RADA and the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama, Emily's career has taken her from international theatre tours to feature films and global commercial campaigns. She has performed across the UK at venues and festivals, billed along some of the UK's most respected musicians, including Pizza Express, Swanage Jazz Festival, Petersfield Jazz Festival, and Guildford Jazz Festival and Soul Festival. The Emily Windham Quartet at Ashburton will feature Don Barnett on piano, Marianne Windham on double bass, and guest performances from saxophonist Andy Williams and vocalist Chrissy Miles. Tickets for the 7:30 gig can be booked at ashburtonarts.org.uk. And that's the end of What Is On.